Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much. Welcome with the mic. For joining the show, episode number 428. We appreciate you being a listener. Anybody that's, I used to do the Bachelor shows here on this feed, but I pivoted to a separate feed for. So if you're not following the Bachelor lifestyle, subscribe to that show because The Bachelor's starting soon. And me and Jason are going to be doing shows on that feed. So if you're missing it, it's not because we're not doing it. It's just because you don't know where to find it. The Bachelor Lifestyle on all podcast networks. Also, you should subscribe to our bonus content, Red Circle. I've been posting. There's some password sharing going on. I've learned. Now, I thought I had posted to the accidentally posted to the public. And maybe I did. Ed, did my stereo chats show up on the public feed? They did not, right?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
So, but I looked today and I saw that the stereo chats that I posted to our Red Circle had way more, both of the two recent ones had way more downloads then we have Red Circle subscribers.
So you must have a problem in-house.
Yeah, like three times as many.
That show, it's just, it's like Friday night. Like I'm always, like I'll see on Saturday.
It's late at night for you. Yeah.
On Saturday, they'll be like, we talked about this. And I was like, oh yeah, I meant to listen. Yeah. But like, I'm always either doing something or asleep when you're doing it. I don't know.
That's why most people are. And so... That's why I post them to the Red Circle. But who's somebody's joined now by Ed Daly, by the way. Ed, thank you. What somebody's sharing passwords out there. Who's giving their password to Darb in the OC?
That's not cool.
Right. There's some shenanigans afoot.
We love you all. We just love the people who pay more.
That's right. Exactly. So it's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. Subscribe there. Also, send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Call us. Leave us a voicemail. The voicemails have just been on fire lately. 949-464-8257. Love hearing from the fans, especially the ones that pay $5 and don't share their password with people. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up, dude?
I saw the Elvis movie, and... I thought I would hate it because I've never even tolerated a Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. It's pretty
not
gay.
Once.
It's
not
pretty
once.
Gay.
I was into it. I thought it's long. It's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've always been fascinated by Elvis. I've read a couple of biographies. I've seen probably three or four documentaries over my life. Like I know his story and I'm kind of into the whole story.
Yeah.
But I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
And the guy who played him is awesome.
Yeah. Austin something. He's a newcomer.
Yeah, they said he was, I think he's Tex, the guy who,
Tex Watson.
Yeah. At the end of, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Shut up.
Yeah, he was obviously in like a grungy looking,
right?
You know,
they beautified
hippie mode, right?
Yeah,
but he's beautiful, and Tom Hanks is always good. And it was, I liked it. I thought it told the story. I mean, if you know Elvis' story, it told the story, but I liked it.
Did it hint at the
sexual
preferences?
No.
I,
it didn't talk about the age gap between him and Priscilla.
Oh yeah, that's, well, times were different back then.
I'm not saying there weren't some problematic things, but the one thing that I just never am on board with is the whole appropriation thing.
Oh like, yeah, totally.
Like I'm not saying that black artists weren't hosed in the, you know, or black everything has been hosed in our history.
Yeah.
But Elvis, I don't, from anything I've read, I don't think he was like a racist. He grew up poor, living amongst black people.
Yeah.
And this is like, you know, what he picked up and he took from their culture. Just like, you know, I'm way into the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And they gravitated towards clubs where rap was being played in the early 80s. Yep. And so they rapped. And I don't know. I like I understand being bitter that B.B. King didn't get paid what he should have. But that I don't put that on Elvis. That's just us as a society. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. No, I'm with you. I want to see the movie, too. The preview, the trailer played when we saw Top Gun, and I told my chick, I'm like, oh, we're going to see that. And she's like, oh, you can see that by yourself, because she's not into it. And then we're shopping for vinyl at the flea market the other day. And the proprietor of the stand is like, you guys into Elvis? And she's like, he is. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't listen to his music. I mean, it's fine, but I just want, you know, I'm interested in the story. You know, it looks like a good movie. And so,
yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to see it.
I'm like 2/3 of the way through Barry season 2. I or season 3, whatever it is, but that's a good show. I like it.
I got to catch up. I'm still almost to the end of We Own This City.
Oh yeah.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah. It's kind of one note.
It's The Wire. It's The Wire light, because there's not like a B and C story. It's kind of one story.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But like, well done, one note kind of thing.
I just was looking up. I forgot to. I just remembered today that more came out today about the Jock Peterson.
Oh, I just saw that.
Tommy Pham.
Oh, I love
incident
him.
Where I guess
so much.
Last year when the Braves went to San Diego, Jock Peterson wouldn't come out of the clubhouse.
For 3 days.
Yeah, because he knew.
He just worked the cage. Yeah. He never did batting practice.
Because he knew Tommy Pham. And look, Tommy Pham is a menace.
He's a lunatic.
Jock Peterson didn't do anything wrong here except have the receipts and know the rules and show that what he did was legal in their fantasy football league.
I mean, I've probably said this a couple times. When I went to that Braves-Phillies game last summer, and he had a smile on his face the whole time as the Philly fans were like trying to get in his head. And then he would just smile and wave as they were like, well, we're going to burn you. Like, and he, what are you going to say to him? And he's just wearing his pearls and laughing. And like, he does not give a shit. I love the way he tweaked all the fans. They hated that they couldn't get a rise out of him.
No, he's great. He'll square up a fastball. He's very streaky. Former Dodger, current Giant. And I just wonder if is anybody siding with Tommy Pham here? Are there any fantasy football experts? I know we have a few that can tell me that Tommy Pham has a beef here. You know what Tommy Pham did not long after they had this blow up in their fantasy football league? He quit the league midseason, which I understand is one of the most egregious things you can do in fantasy football.
You know what that is? When you're a kid and you're racing and the one kid stops mid-race because he's going to lose anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. That's a bitch move.
No, it is bitch. It's bitch. It's so bitch. Okay. Anything else? Should we just get into it?
Let's just get into it.
Let's do it, buddy.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
Ed, what happened in sports this week?
We got some RIPs.
Ooh.
Including a somewhat late-breaking one. I just found out about this one.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace.
I feel like we've got some, there's more gravitas to this song now that we know the B story.
Yeah, we got the behind the music.
Yeah.
You won't laugh no more.
I laugh no more.
And you won't fuck no more.
There goes the hammer.
Early to the party. We hope you rest in.
There's more developments coming on this later in the show. Now wait, I already forgot the line it was supposed to be.
You won't eat no more.
Eat. I mean, yeah, it's better.
I like the repeat.
Two laughs. Two laughs is better than one eat.
Right. RIP Marlon Briscoe, the first ever black starting quarterback, Broncos, I believe, 76 years old. That guy dealt with some shit.
I'm sure.
You think about like Doug Williams and this guy was a good 10, 15 years before that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that couldn't have been easy.
And like I just read, all right, we drafted you to be a defensive back. And he's like, I'm playing quarterback or I'm going home. And I guess he won the job.
That was
like,
well, they probably told him he didn't have the faculties.
That's right.
He didn't have the faculties to play.
You can't
quarterback.
You can't be as smart as Joe Namath and Kenny the Snake Stabler. Yes, Stabler. You can't be smart like those guys. RIP Ravens outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson, 26 years old, accidental overdose.
Opiates, guys. Stay away.
Yeah.
So sad.
Also with the Ravens, but not 26. Tony Siragusa, 55 years old.
Lovable fat guy. What got him? Over-exercise?
Yeah. I'll tell you what didn't get me. Surprise.
The goose. He was lovable. He'd stand on the – he got that sideline job where he wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but they had him on the sideline, and they'd be like, Tony, down to you. What do you think? And he's like, guys are out there hitting. Oh, great. Thanks for that. Is that your experience? You're telling us that from experience? They're hitting?
I'm thinking about ordering a hot dog.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
Back to you. I mean,
yeah, you know, I don't. He was a character.
And former Purdue and NBA player Caleb Swanigan, 25 years old. Awful.
Cancer,
and
right? The cancer.
They said natural causes. I don't know what it was, but. Natural causes when you're 25. He was a big dude, but he was awesome on Purdue. He was I think he was a Big Ten player of the year. Oh. And then he went to the Blazers and like, I think he was just, you know, a more traditional big man. Like, and he was heavy. He had not quite Oliver Miller, but he was heavy. So I don't know, but 25 years old.
RIP. Very sad.
I'm going to break some news about Staten Island. I know you think the people of Staten Island are very, you know, reserved.
It's the forgotten borough.
Yeah.
Hoboken's more of a borough than Staten Island. Staten Island, I understand, is well populated.
It is. Yeah. I've only been there for funerals, and it's very well populated.
Yeah. Wu-Tang is from there. Here's what I know about Staten Island.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson and Wu-Tang. And all the Jersey Shore people.
Oh, right. None of them are from Jersey.
Yeah.
A Staten Island Little League coach who was tossed from a baseball game, then punched the 72-year-old ump in the face. 72 years old.
72?
Little League. I mean, this is just like a dude doing a little retirement. Yeah. Like my grandfather.
Yeah. He's helping out.
He didn't need the money, and my grandfather would substitute teach at the high school, like nearby, just because, you know, you don't actually have to do anything. And this guy like wanted to do a little baseball, and he's got a little league coach punching him in the face.
These guys, they volunteer. They're volunteers.
What are they paying like $15 a game? It's just like to do something.
Yeah, it's something to do on a Saturday, and you'll get. I knew a guy. Who was John at the umpire so badly, the umpire came over and in front of everyone told him to control himself. Could you imagine? Being told to control yourself, like losing control to such an extent that you have to be warned by the umpire to control
for Little
yourself?
League.
Little League.
There's I don't believe you should go nuts in any scenario, but there is no newspaper that is or what a website that is reporting the Little League game.
No.
Nobody cares about
nobody
it.
Nobody cares. Your kid's not going to the big leagues. Your kid's not going to fucking junior college. You're in Staten Island. Get him hooked on with the union. He's not gonna play professional sports and leave the 72-year-old umpire alone. This guy's just doing his fucking job. He's just trying to help the kids more than you're doing, asshole.
Yeah.
Control yourself, Staten Island man.
Be better. Be
Jerry
better.
Otero.
One of our favorites, John McEnroe, says he plans on visiting Boris Becker.
God damn it.
In the Hooskow during Wimbledon.
That's more than I'd do for a guy that fucked me out of a Wimbledon championship.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember that final. Becker was 18 years old and he just overwhelmed poor Johnny with that serve.
He was enormous.
Yeah.
I mean, just the size difference. Yeah. McEnroe, that he made him look old.
Yeah. Do you think now, does Becker, is he kind of running the joint like Joran Vandersloot?
He's huge. He's huge.
Big guy.
But he's got to be careful. He's got to be careful on those conjugal visits because, you know, even if he's wearing protection, we never know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, it turns out,
I know you did some sleuthing.
I figured it out. I went down a rabbit hole.
It was a show that I was only on part of or something.
Yeah. Yep.
I think we did a movie and then you did like an intro.
Yep.
And then you were doing some sleuthing and I heard it and it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It was like the first season of Serial, the podcast. Yeah.
Turns out that we all believe that because there was a little bit of marketing. His lawyers were like, actually, he just got a blowjob. And I even did some more reading after that episode where I saw like urologists were like, she'd have like 10 minutes tops to get inseminated.
Yeah. The reality is he's like, yeah, he fucked her.
Yeah. Yeah. He fucked her. It felt good. He didn't use the Brian Beckner's patented method for birth control, pulling out, which is 100% effective.
Waste one in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw one over the backstop, you know, who gives a shit? but he banged her in a fucking restaurant. What's his name? Rick Pitino style.
Oh, and yeah.
Now he's got a trophy
right on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Now, Pitino, he had his underling take care of that. He's like, hey, go get Brad, get her older brother, Brad, to give her a ride to the bowling alley and just get that thing taken care of. Get that handled. Whereas Boris Becker, he's got a child and he's very thankful for his child. Yeah. Do you think John McEnroe will be like sneaking in any sandwiches or cakes or any?
It's going to be like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He gives him the extra long hot dog with the file in it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I've always wanted this John McEnroe tattoo and I've never gotten it. And because I'm worried that as soon as I get it, we're going to find out that he was involved in like a Belgian pedophilia ring.
It's so hard. It's just like statues,
but
except worse because you could tear down the statue.
I mean, I guess you could, but
you have to go through a lot of work and it's a bad look.
Changed into Jimi Hendrix or something.
Or Wino forever. You could Wino forever it.
But it's like he keeps doing shit that makes me love him more. He doesn't have to do this.
He doesn't. Know? He's awesome. I just have an itch to get a tattoo. Right now I just have two tattoos in my boys' names.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I just have an itch and I just float crazy ideas to Michelle, sort of like your McEnroe. My boys were watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I was like, what if I just got John Candy's head on my bicep? And she's like, no, we're getting a divorce. If you like,
no, that's amazing.
I just float like crazy things like that. I just think it'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, You're in your mid-40s. Like, how much time do you have? Like, when are you going to regret it? Never.
And at the same time, like, if this is my midlife crisis, yes. I mean, come on. I'm doing nothing. Better I just want, like, a weird picture.
Yes, get it. I support that. I think the listeners will support it. Guys, reach out. 949-464-8257. What do you guys think about Ed's John Candy tattoo idea? I love it. I support it 100%.
I mean, our friend Mark the Nomad... although I don't like the guy, I appreciate what he did.
Yes.
He got
Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh when he appeared on Saved by the Bell yeah. tattooed.
That's what really ices it. Yeah. It's not him trying to look sweet. Cool. Yeah, no, yeah. It's a great tattoo. I love it.
Yeah, at least he's not drinking milk and eating steak in the tattoo.
Yeah. Exactly. Or wearing the same pair of khakis that you can only get at Walmart or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Nearly $100,000 was stolen from Vince Carter's home, Atlanta home, as the family hid in a closet. Terrifying.
That's terrifying.
But what are you doing with that kind of cash? I assume it's an inside job because somebody knows that you have that cash.
Yeah. I mean, it's – yeah, dude, that's your maid. Or the painters, if you had any work done on the house recently, look, they made a whole movie about this to Pammy and Tom, Tommy, right. to Tommy and Pam.
Yeah. I just listened to, I started listening to, doing a Jason Stewart, listening to books on tapes.
Oh yeah. So you've been reading.
And I listened to David Spade's autobiography.
Uh-huh.
And
does he read it?
Memoir. Yeah, and it's him, and he does his funny voices and stuff. It was good. I mean, it was like short, but he just talks about like when Skippy attacked him as his assistant, when he got on SNL, like just chill like that. But I didn't know his maid, like a team of maids ripped him off and stole 10 grand from him. And he was talking about exactly that. Like he had some cash and he would... You know, he would get it from like a comedy gig and then he would just leave it in the bag.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's the maids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the maids. Look, I've had the same maid. Well, there's two things going on here. I've had this same woman to clean my house. I'm basically destitute, but I'm not willing to clean my own house. So I make sacrifices so I can have a girl come in 2 weeks. And
we've had the same woman for like 15 years.
And I've met her like three times because she's always comes and cleans when I'm not home. And I was briefly in a relationship with some woman that was constantly trying to accuse the maid of doing things. And I'm like, look, she's not going to, first of all, she's definitely has clients with much nicer things than we have. That's a guarantee. Secondly, she's been coming to my house twice a month, different houses, for 8 years.
Much longer than you.
Yeah. Yes. She's still here. You're gone. She's just going to decide out of the fucking blue to rip me off. Yeah. Like you misplaced.
That would be a long play.
Yeah. You misplaced your fucking diamond earrings that I bought you for Christmas. Okay. You left them in a fucking hotel.
Nobody wants your horse bridle.
Yes. Yes. So I had one more. Oh, fuck. I had one more other thing. The painters. Shit. Oh, well. Next story.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's request that Logan Paul remove all photos of them together was, quote, one of the saddest moments of Jake Paul's life. Logan Paul's wife, the YouTuber and boxer. Says,
so this is kind of weird. I guess I didn't know this, but The Rock, who, by the way, Ed. Just after last week's show, when I discussed how much I love The Rock, but I thought it was like a little gratuitous when he'd buy his mom a house or something, put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Immediately after we did the show, this is just like us killing Fred Ward and RIP Jack Wagner and Felicia's son. As soon as I bring it up, that like a couple days later on Instagram, the fucking Rock buys his cousin a house.
Jeez.
I guess she's like a wrestler or something. He's so proud of her, like making it as, I mean, it's a really nice thing to do, but it's just like, he's back at it. I didn't know that these two were like tight. And then The Rock separated himself from Logan Paul when Logan Paul did that Japanese forest stunt, the suicide forest.
Oh, he did splits in the forest, right?
He started out as the guy that did splits. Then he went to the suicide forest.
And he was like joking about it, right? Did he show a dead body or something?
They came upon a body. Ugh. That can't be real, though. They juiced that, right? It's a fake body.
It might have been a real body, but it wasn't a surprise that they came upon it. They like
They knew it was there. Yeah, they knew it was there. And so then The Rock like distanced himself from Logan Paul, which understandable. But that was like 8 years ago. And now all of a sudden, The Rock is like, hey, get all my pictures off your Instagram.
He must know something else.
Yeah. Is something coming down the pipe? Because I don't follow Logan Paul, who I've just learned is like still only 27. I feel like
he's been in my life forever.
Yes. Yes. And he looks much older than that. I don't know. Because it's my understanding that he's kind of, what's that?
Jake and Logan both fight, right?
Yeah, they both fight. Jake more so, I think. I mean, Logan fought, air quotes, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Jake, you know, he fought Nate, little guy.
Robinson.
The one that dunk contest. He's fought some guys. He more fights. But Logan, I thought, had more, he's gone kind of more mainstream and like less stunty and less splits ever since that. So it seems interesting to me that now out of, you know, when he's not the like jazz hands facing the camera guy anymore, that The Rock would order him to scrub his feed of any pictures of him. I just, like you said, I wonder if we're about to learn something more about Logan Paul.
Well, we just know he's a great guy, so he wouldn't do this to some random person. Like, he wouldn't hurt them. Because if The Rock said that about me, I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the best dude.
So he's clearly choosing that because he knows something.
He knows something. Also, I saw on The Rock's Instagram that they're doing, like, tryouts or something for the XFL in Honolulu or, you know, somewhere in the islands where he's from.
The XFL still exists?
The Rock owns it.
It's been like canceled a million times.
Yeah, now. The Rock bought it and it's coming back.
Okay.
And it looked like they were doing a combine or something. And The Rock showed up and he was like geared up. Like he was trying out for a team. Like he had a jersey on with a number and he was all like in his fitness duds. And it was like he was working out with the guys. Maybe he's going to, you know, he always had that dream of playing the NFL. He's much bigger and stronger. I doubt that the XFL is going to have the performance-enhancing substances.
That's right. No testing.
Protocol that the NFL has. So who knows? You know, maybe he's yet another career pivot for the great Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Good for him. Yeah. Diego Maradona's doctors and nurses are facing a homicide trial for the soccer star's death. And you wonder, like, how did they kill him? He looks so healthy.
Well, I mean, didn't he subsist on cocaine and Chivas and cigars?
I mean,
for like 35 years?
He stopped playing in like the 80s or maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
And he would pop up in the news every few years because he was at death's door.
Yeah, he was always almost dying. Okay. Eight people who attended to the medical care. And this is like a Conrad Murray.
Bahamian
hero, American hero Conrad Murray situation. Like when you're famous and you're on a lot of drugs, you have a lot of people tending to you. Take Elvis, for instance. He had a lot of doctors.
The movie I just watched. Dr. Feelgood is based on real shit that happens.
Yeah. No, this, if you're rich, look, I know of, and I can't say too much, I know of someone that's world renowned in a specific medical specialty. Mm-hmm. And he has had many celebrities come to him and want to put him on the payroll for them to treat them for their for a condition that basically he could just give them lots of drugs and just be, and the money is like insane. And he's like, no, you know, I don't do that. I really am, you know, I really am. I really do know how to treat these things. Anyway, it's, you can always find somebody that's gonna take care of your needs. And you know, you're extra special the more you have. So this guy had 8 people taking care of him at the end. Also, he was not an old guy. Was he even 60?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, like he was just done by the time he was like 30. He was
After he was
just a mess. But that's a good, I believe, HBO doc. It's worth the Maradona one. That's a good one. Because he gets in with the Italian mob and shit. Yeah. Like there's all kinds of shit with that one.
Well, he had that handball, let's be honest.
Yes, it was a handball.
It was a handball.
It reminds me what you're saying. I went to John Mulaney at Madison Square Garden this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking about rehab and drugs. Oh, yeah. And he said his move was you go on Yelp or ZocDoc and you click the rating and you go to the bottom rating and those guys will hook you up.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how you find. He's like, and there was a 12-year-old in the front row. He's like, you know, I'm going to say this, but like, do not do this. But if you want to get drugs, like just click the arrow and then go from bottom to top and you're going to find doctors that'll prescribe whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck, that's amazing. Yeah, you don't think about that. And it's like they don't share information. So if you have the funds, you go to 3 or 4 of those guys.
Yep. And those guys don't care. And you're like, I have a headache. And they're like, all right, what would you like?
Yeah, yeah. That's you tell me. Defendants named in the ruling, including Maradona's neurosurgeon and personal doctor, Leopoldo Luque, psychiatrist Augustina Kosachov. See, these are all drug people. Psychologist Carlos Diaz, nurses, several nurses. All 8 are accused of simple homicide, which entails intent to eventually end a person's life. Oh, come on. I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know if how they do it in Argentina. I don't know if they have like courts or if this is like they just take them out to a tree and take care of it, you know, outdoors. But I don't know how Diego Maradona benefited these people in death. Seems like keeping him alive.
Yeah, that would be their only way.
Yeah. Heart failure. Oh, 2 weeks after undergoing brain surgery, the medical professionals in charge of Maradona's care, formally accused. Look, I don't know about the Argentinian justice system or if they have one, but I don't see a conviction coming here. I guess we'll see. We'll follow it. We'll keep an eye on it.
I wonder if it's just like, you know, when September 11th happened, we just had to do something. And so we just chose to start a fake war. Like, I feel like, hey, we're just going to send a bunch of doctors to jail because our national hero died. Yeah. Even though, like, what are we doing?
And also, pretty weak national hero. Like, what's he known for? Just not having a penalty called on him when he handballed the ball into the goal against England, and then being a fat, coked out drunk the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez passed out in the pool during an event.
I saw this.
And she was saved by her coach. I didn't think when somebody passes out, I thought like when you throw water on them, they come to. She passed out in the water and just sunk.
She sunk.
I've never heard of that. That's insane.
And like it was like one of those pools that's like the diving pool. So it's like extra deep.
Yeah, she just went.
Yeah, it was like 20 feet deep. And she sank right to the bottom. There was no frogman nearby. Like there wasn't anybody whose like job it was.
All the frogmen were looking for Julio Jones's earrings.
He hired him out to come to that lake where he lost his earring jet skiing. Also, what is this artistic swimming?
This is synchronized swimming, I think.
But it's by yourself. She just does. Yeah, it's different than there was no
can
other.
Can you imagine?
No.
And you imagine like how bad entertainment has to be for you to be like, I want to watch artistic swimming.
No, it's like.
That's worse than like pre-electricity days.
Yes, it's like this. Like the last Olympics, they had karate because it was in Japan.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't against somebody.
Yeah, well, yeah. There was one that was against somebody, and then there was another one where you just do karate by yourself.
Right, it's like the kid in the garage doing the Jedi moves.
Yeah, yeah, it was just judged. It was just, and first of all, judged things. Pretty stupid in general.
Yeah, very stupid, yes.
Yeah, and then it's like, I'm just going to fucking karate, and then we're all going to do the same karate sequence, and then we'll judge whoever is the best. Get the fuck out of here. Like, fight a guy or don't. It's a fighting sport. Fight a guy or don't.
Right. It's all about fighting.
Yeah. Team USA, artistic swimming. It's like synchronized swimming, but you just do it with you. You don't synchronize with anybody.
It sounds made up. Like somebody's,
yeah, of course it's made up.
Some rich guy's daughter couldn't do anything right. And so he set up a whole sport.
Didn't feel like buying her a horse. They already had a pool.
Right.
He's like, go out.
Go dance by yourself in the pool.
Yeah. And if you die or if you almost die, your coach can save you. Now, this isn't the first time. Also, Ed, she had done this before. She had passed out in the pool because they get very winded, you know, because they're swimming hard and they're doing the thing where they like the water polo players where they rise up out of the water, but kicking their legs.
But if you're prone to passing out in water,
yeah,
I think you're supposed to give up the sport.
It's like at the high school football game, they know somebody's going to break their neck eventually. So there's usually some paramedics there at the game. How are you not going to have that when you could drown at a thing?
Oh, yeah. Here comes Frida Fainty. We better be on alert.
Remember that time Greg Louganis took it to the dome?
Oh, yeah.
Split his head. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. That's all I would be thinking about.
In London, you can use the Olympic pool and the high dive.
Yeah.
And they have like a slide that goes from the high, like they have like an inflatable slide that they've hooked up to the high dive.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And I'll take my kids this summer.
Yeah.
But it's so high up.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying to think of somebody diving. I mean, I go, it's a water slide, so I'll do that.
Yeah.
But like, if I had to dive off of that, that's terrifying. No. I'm not doing any triple Lindys.
At my high school, we had the high dive, but I think it was just like the medium one. You know, like
the Olympic high dive is fucking high.
It's like, high, dude.
Really high.
Yeah. It's like, you don't need that. You know, like it's, we don't need that at all.
No. NBA fans got really mad at ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski for spoiling the first few draft picks of the draft when he found out.
I mean, he's not spoiling it. It's going to happen. Like,
he found out.
It's not like the end of Better Call Saul. I don't have A&E, so I got to wait for it to be on Netflix. So everybody, AMC? I don't have AMC.
Yeah, I'm sort of like that in that. Michelle and I have gone down to just watching one show together in all of time.
Yeah.
And that's the show. And so we're like two seasons behind because we never like, whether or not you're in the mood or she's like, let's do this. And I'm like, it's game seven of the Rangers game. Yeah. I don't want to watch that.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
I'm way behind. Way behind on that.
So nobody spoil it for me. Okay. Don't tell me what happens on Better Call Saul. But Adrian Wojnarowski, like that's his job.
But there's a pretty easy fix if you want the suspense of the draft. Don't be on
Twitter. Yeah.
Don't look at Woj's tweets.
Also, he didn't just start doing this. He's spoiled every single draft pick in every draft for 10 years.
And every trade. Like, he's the plugged in guy. So you unplug from him.
He's very plugged in. And only Ed Daly has ever heard of the guys that get drafted. Like nobody pays attention to college basketball anymore.
I love college basketball. The reality is I don't even know so many of these guys because the guys who go 4 years in college are not playing in the NBA.
No, definitely not. Yeah, they're not good enough.
The prospect or it's a foreign guy or it's a guy now, which I like, the guys who don't want to go to college. Even though they have that dumb rule, they go to the G League. So, you don't know them.
Make some money. Yeah. Did the draft coverage shed any insight as to what species Chet Holmgren is? Because that's not a human man, right? Like, what is that guy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with a guy like him is he was awesome. Like, blocked a million shots and can shoot from outside. But every guy we've seen like that, Porzingis, all these guys,
pushed around.
And they get hurt. They always get hurt. You can't be that skinny.
The feet and ankles are problems for these guys.
Yep.
The knees, lower extremities.
He's kind of cool, like how he plays, but I don't see it working just because it has never worked with a guy like that, those dimensions.
No. He's interesting because he puts it on the deck, you know, like he can dribble like a point guard, but he's a giant freak of nature. But he's also 7'3", like 119 pounds.
Right. It's there are big boys that, I mean, like a guy like Giannis is like super thick versus him. Oh, he can't do anything with him.
Oh, he's thick as fuck.
A bunch of athletes who turned their salaries into crypto have lost big this year, including Saquon Barkley, who's down $3.2 million, and Trevor Lawrence down $15.1 million.
That's so much. No, they didn't do that. Look, they just said they were going to do that because they got endorsement money from these what do they call them? Where you trade crypto, these websites. They just have deals to promote crypto. They don't really put their whole money into crypto.
I think they got their salaries paid in
stop
in crypto. Stop. Like Mayor Eric Adams did.
Yeah. I mean, that's so stupid. Like, I'm not saying, look, crypto's down, you know? It's a newer thing.
I'm sure eventually.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a bigger part of the world, but right now it's just the Wild West. It's just like nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, you can play with it, but maybe keep the bulk of your finances in more traditional, especially if you have a lot of money.
Yeah. Go with like brick and mortar salary kind of stuff. Do not just throw everything to chance.
Yeah. So if you get a $24 million signing bonus, you just put that into those bonds that Ed used to sell. Where they're never going down. You're not going to see the big returns, but you're going to see a nice return. And when you start with $24 million, that interest fucking stacks the fuck up. Crypto, maybe play with, you know, put a little bit in that. $500,000, something. Don't take your whole salary and or signing bonus in crypto.
We're going to finish sports on a really high note. Pitbull pitched
the best.
Pitched a taco pinata to NASCAR driver Daniel Suarez,
who destroyed
it as cash fell out.
Oh, this is so sweet. Hold on. Is there a video of this? I'm going to look at it.
This is the boss move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right here. Oh, no. Ad blocker. Jeez. Christ. Hold on. Sorry. Refresh. Okay. Let's see this. Pitbull is because I went to that race and Pitbull was there. He's performed. Does he have like some kind of connection to NASCAR? And also, NASCAR still exists? Okay, here we go. It's from Mr. Worldwide's Instagram. Oh yeah. Ooh, got a real issue with the way my man Daniel. Hold on, there's no sound here. Oh, I mean, he made good contact, but this is not a man who's swung many bats in his life, I would say. Let's look at it again with the sound this time. It's a little better production, Brian. Hold on, I got to refresh. I really need to see this. Sorry. Here we go. Oh, my God. Underhand. It's a pretty sweet looking taco, though. Yeah, I mean, Suarez made contact, but it wasn't a real like athletic swing. It's full of money.
That's what I said. Full of cash. I'm afraid. Did Mr. Worldwide have a bad throw?
Well, I mean, he kind of tossed it underhand.
He lobbed it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of, I guess.
I mean, for a pinata, you're not throwing a fastball because you want it to like really get clobbered.
Yeah, it's kind of like softball. I won't hold it against him because, I mean, honestly, if you're going to go overhand, you'd have to kind of do like the soccer throw in, which might make it kind of tough to hit. So, yeah, underhand is actually the call here. Turns out, makes sense.
We're not faulting Armando.
No, he's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah.
He owns a team.
What team?
So this must be his driver.
He owns a NASCAR team?
Because Yeah. Music superstar and Trackhouse Racing co-owner. Pitbull. Well, it's probably like Magic owns the Dodgers. Like, you know.
Joe Gibbs owns NASCAR.
He really does,
team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for Armando. Just love seeing him pop up doing fun stuff like this, batting around tacos.
He's a man of the people.
He really is. Great dude. Love him.
Love him.
Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
I was hoping to meet Manuel this weekend. I went with Travis Rogers to his radio station's award show, the Mandy's. Awesome. Yeah, it was a really fun night. John, shout out to John in Fullerton, friend of our show. He did have to have a talk with me. You know, he's emailed many times about all the threesomes he's had and how he likes having sex with girls that are menstruating. And
yeah.
He
used to really weigh in on that a lot.
Yeah. And then one time he sent an email about how he discovered that something he had heard about Asian women was actually a myth when he had sex with them. And I just said it was too graphic for me. It wasn't personal. And also I go, I had never heard that myth about Asian women. So I don't know. And I've dated a few Asian women and I know that not to be true either. So I had to let him know it wasn't personal, but he bought a table at the awards event and he hosted a bunch of us there. So shout out to John and Fullerton.
Good man.
First time I ever met him. Great dude. Really, really nice guy. Good hang. And so kind of him to host us, but I didn't. That's cool. That was what I was going to say. They had a caller of the year category, which
we know a prolific caller. We get reports he's calling every show.
He calls every show. And so I didn't catch like all the nominees, but I assumed Manuel was one of the nominees, seeing as he calls every show on that station and the other sports station too. So I pictured him being nominated. And I know he doesn't like traffic, so maybe he didn't want to drive from Gardena to Montebello, where, although that's not that far, but I don't
maybe
think he
if
was
he
there.
Dropped, and he could avoid some of the traffic if he went on a mini bike and weave through traffic, but we know he hates those
yes,
too.
He hates those too, yes. Or he could save money on gas if he calls an Uber and has him bring him in a Tesla, but he hates
right.
those. So yeah, I don't know if he was there. He didn't introduce himself to me, which, you know, he's not required to do that, but I thought I might meet him there, but no such luck. Okay. Here's a voicemail.
Hey guys, Kyle and Scott here. Hey Ed, I got,
that's last week. Sorry. Here's a voicemail.
But I love hearing that voice.
He's the best guy.
Hey boys, I have a couple of thoughts from last week's episode.
God, what a voice.
Let me see. So Army Surplus Stores, they do still exist, Brian.
Yeah.
We've got a Army base about 45 minutes from here. And I think the town right outside of it has one. I never stopped in. I've been curious. Don't know if they have any berets, but I will probably stop in at some point.
Yeah.
I can let you know.
Yeah.
The ESPN party you went to, I'm curious about that. Hoping to get some insight on your activities. I saw a couple pics of you and you looked hammered.
What?
Or
hold on. Where'd you see pics of me?
What is this? Is the party you were just talking about?
Yeah, yeah. This is the party I went to on Friday night. LSU. I mean,
who posted? I want to see.
Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of me. I would love to see pictures of me. I don't think so. He was. It was. It was nice.
I pulled up Instagram. I love the account. Kids getting hurt. I just love looking at kids getting hurt.
I know, it's great. I don't. Travis and Sliwa, the show he hosts with his partner Alan Sliwa, they kind of got skunked on the awards. Now there are some rumors that the Drive Time show, the evening show, Afternoon Drive. There are some rumors that those hosts stuffed the ballot boxes, Ed.
I can see that.
That there were some bots involved in the voting process because it wasn't one of those one vote per email address things. Another, and I'll get back to the email and because I'm sure LSU has some questions. The event was hosted by NFL great first overall draft pick, Keyshawn Johnson, delightful guy. And
Keyshawn, who spends some time, I keep getting reports, in Hoboken. So he does, when he does weekend, maybe during, no. I think he spends almost all his time out there.
Yeah.
But then I think like for maybe during football season on the weekend, he comes out here or something.
He hosts the morning show on ESPN Radio and they do it from New York.
Yeah. My son's friend's building and they're like, oh yeah, Keyshawn lives here, but I've never seen him. But I mean, I would notice him because he's huge, right?
He's huge. He's handsome and just a really nice guy.
Dude.
And it was co-hosted by a friend of our show, Chris Morales, who people will know from the Boogie Nights episode, who at one point called out to me from the stage. He's like, oh, I see Brian Beckner's here. And then he made reference to me possibly being a pedophile.
That's a bit which
I thought wrong. Was a little aggressive.
Yeah. There's ball busting and then there's like just hurtful.
Yeah. He said
curious claims.
He said something about me maybe driving a windowless white van. I believe is what he said. It was a great event. Chris put it together with some other people, and it was really fantastic. He was a great host.
Although Travis didn't win, I've got my questions because Travis is a delight. We know that. Yeah,
he's a great guy, and Travis didn't juice any. You know, he wants to win on his merits. He's not gonna have.
This is a dude who plays by the book.
That's right.
Like he even admits to eating Budig.
Yeah, no, he brags about it, Ed.
Like he's going to tell the cashier he ate Budig when I ate that, I would hide the fact. Well,
I'd commit seppuku in the store. I'd go to the butcher.
He's a guy on the up and up.
Yeah. He'll fucking eat one of those dry ass grocery store bagels.
Ugh.
And then he doesn't even have a package to give the checker. So he's got to say to the checker,
gross,
I ate a bagel. Sometimes two.
Nothing on it. Just.
Yeah. It's dry ass bagels. Give me one of those dry ass bagels right there. I'm gonna eat it.
Well, you win the baller lifestyle awards. I don't know.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. He's our favorite fill in here. He didn't win fill in of the year at his own show, but he's our favorite fill in. He's our favorite guest here.
Sure.
Something I don't know. Uninterested maybe, but anyway, just curious your thoughts on that. And I heard. Lady Slee was a looker according to Darb. So
I'll explain.
Like I said, just looking for input. And then I think we should volunteer either Stu or Caleb to go undercover to Rain City Jack. I think this needs to happen. I don't know if we could maybe get the $5 a month from somebody's Red Circle over to the Rain City Jacks fee.
Oh, we could cover it.
Possibly Dorp could float them. I don't know. And then finally, you both mentioned Linda Cardellini.
Oh, huge fan.
When talking about Shaggy. And definitely a big fan. She was probably the top billing in my book as far as that live action show. She does a little something for me, it sounds like you guys as well. So,
huge fan.
Anyway, guys, take care. Talk to you soon.
Massive, massive fan of Linda Cardellini.
Do you think Lala was thinking of her as he had tens of thousands of sexual encounters?
Yeah, it's true. Well, I'm worried because he said he lives near an army base, and does he feel that does that mean competition for him in the poon slaying department where he is?
Or is he just supporting our troops, all female officers?
Right.
Make a Lala visit.
That could be. Yes. Yeah. Rite of passage when you get to the Baton Rouge area. All true. I was hammered. The cigar guy was there. Travis has a cigar guy that comes to a lot of those events, and he introduced me to him, and he gave me a cigar. And as is often the case, the cigar was a huge, huge, huge mistake. Just the taste in my mouth, just adding the smoke to an already drunkenness. And I was trying to play it safe, so I was mostly drinking beer. But then me and Darb in the OC, who may or may not hear this because he doesn't pay the $5, we switched to we were then ordering Jameson Rocks because they were out of bourbon. We were ordering Jameson Rocks and a beer. So we were kind of doubling up. Wow. And Lady Slee was better than advertised. I will say that for sure.
Congrats to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Now, here's a problem. I don't think Stu and Caleb could go, quote, undercover to Rain City Jacks because by definition, you have to be nude there. And also jerking off.
I mean, I don't know him that well. I feel like Stu might do it for a lark.
I mean, rumors are that Stu is packing a fucking dagger.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'll tell you what. If I were, I'd be looking for new opportunities to peacock it.
I'd be pantsless lots of places. But yeah. I would just
pull Donald Duck. I'd be pantsless all the time.
Right. And it's a big ask because I don't think you can just go there and lurk. It's probably like that movie. It's Jason Patrick and Jennifer Jason Leigh, and they're cops, but they go undercover and then they become drug addicts.
Yes, it is.
Rush.
Yes.
No. Is it called Rush? No, Narc. No.
I think it's Rush.
Rush. It's kind of like that where you show up. And the guys are like, hey, what's up? How are you not stroking your dick? And you're like, oh, no, I'm just, you know, kind of nervous, shy. And they're like, no. You cop, man? I don't see you. Get your dick out. Start beating off, man. You cop? would be kind of hard. You'd have to, like, partake, you know? It's like you can't just show up and just be an onlooker. So it might be kind of hard, but I'm open to it. We'll pay. Look, it's $25 a year. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
$25
a year.
We'll cover it. If somebody wants to go for the show, I will pay the $25.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a done deal. Okay. Another voicemail. Oh, good time. Okay. All right.
Okay. Ballers, what is up?
Manuel's got his own intro
Will
music.
Gardena.
Yeah, Gardenia.
Spirit of Pride Month, and my girl Maxine Nightingale got to get right back to where it started from.
Hell yeah.
And that's legendary voicemail from your boy.
Been a while. Got to be honest.
It has been a while. I was getting a little afraid that he
thought Manuel had gone, had ished us.
Had gone rogue.
Yeah. Moved on to another podcast.
Boy Manuel and Gardena. So, like I was saying, in the spirit of Pride Month, I pose a question for the ballers.
Okay.
And the widespread community.
That's right.
Why is it that you never see two hot-ass lesbians? Maybe rarely. Once in a while, you'll see two just good-looking.
Well, this... He's talking about lipstick lesbians, Ed, and I would argue that that's mostly a mythological creature. You don't see it too often.
Fucking chicks that, you know, are lesbos.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you'll see one that's some sloppy-looking dude girl.
Oh, no.
We call them butches in these parts.
I think they call themselves that. You don't call them that.
That, like, they'll have, like, a flat top or some kind of a stupid-looking rat tail that they comb like a dude.
He hates lesbians now, too?
Oh, come on, Manuel.
Yeah, buddy. Well, they're just living their life. They're just like us. They like chicks, just like you and me.
I think I've seen them run the gamut. Like,
yeah.
I mean, because I'm often, if I'm in the city, I'm often in the West Village, and I see more gay dudes.
Oh, I bet
there.
Yeah,
but no, I've seen them run the gamut. Like, it's kind of like
you get a little bit all of each.
All of society. You get a little bit of, I mean, how many couples do you see where both are beautiful?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't always happen. Rare. Like, you know, very it's, rare. You know, yes. I've said this, that there's a beautiful guy around town.
Oh.
And I see his wife and I've convinced myself that she's beautiful because he's beautiful, but I don't think so.
Right. Oh, it's a mismatched couple.
I don't know.
It's rare that the guy is too pretty for the girl.
It's someone who lives near us, and I'm always trying to figure out. Like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something about her because he's so beautiful.
Well, she does the stuff that he needs.
I guess. They live like a block away.
He needs to be pegged. And she's
Maybe.
Paul and Telly. Telly gets pegged by malls. Paul's into all that stuff. And when a pretty guy like that has a somewhat less attractive partner, it's because she gives him what he needs. And that's a rigorous Friday night pegging after some wine. Put this on the list. See, we should have been keeping a list. BMWs. The unhoused, handicapped, disabled drivers,
and
Tesla,
and lesbians company. that don't hit his
look. Yeah, the lesbians that aren't pretty enough for him. Put that on the list. Okay, here's another one. Welcome back, Manuel. Thanks for coming back. Here's another one.
It all started when one dumb ass met another dumb ass. And then they met another dumb ass. And then there were three dumb asses. So anyway, I'm listening to Bother Lifestyle last week and listening to the whole thing. And as a Red Circle member, you know, I get the premium content without fucking commercials. That's right. Guys, come on.
I take out the commercials.
And I'm listening to it. But then towards the end, I had to go. And I just heard about Spring City Jacks. And I was like, oh, but I had to go. And then later on, I was thinking, you know, I need to go play some poker. I haven't played for a minute, so went down there, and let me tell you, they're not playing cards down there. It's not some poker club. So, you know, God. I mean, other than my hand getting cramped up, it's okay.
What?
Love you guys.
Is Stu alleging that he did a run through Rain City Jacks? I believe Rain City Jacks has an event. I don't want to go on the website again, but I believe they have an event tomorrow night, Tuesday the 28th.
I mean, I hope Stu, or actually it's not going to be out in time.
Vince calendar. I know. Well, he's a Red Circle subscriber. So this will drop on Tuesday for Red Circle subscribers. Let's see. Wow. My God. So many dicks. Oh no. Mistake. Well, hold on. Load. Older events. It was last Tuesday. Oh my God. The picture that accompanies this one.
If there's one thing I know about Jack members is they have lots of events. They're looking for excuses to do it again and again.
So, yeah. So the picture for last week's event, June 21st, that must be the one you attended, Stu. It's a dude. He kind of looks like, who does he look like? You know, Kiwi film director and sometimes actor, Taika Waititi.
Yes. Yeah, he's known for making the funny Thor movie that wasn't funny.
Oh my God, I got suckered into
and
that
one.
And
the funny Hitler movie that wasn't funny.
Yeah, I couldn't even get through that. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, you got to see this Hitler, he's hilarious Hitler movie." And I'm like, "When does this thing get going?" I saw the first 15 minutes.
I did not like it.
Jojo Rabbit. I'm like, "Okay, like here we go. Let's get to it." And that's I didn't get what was going on. I couldn't get through it. So this guy's Taika Waititi, but like more like Greek.
He's a good looking dude. So I can see that. Yeah.
This guy's got the mustache. He's got the kind of curly hair and he's laying there and he's surrounded by other dudes and they all have their hands on him, except for one guy who he's got his hand on that guy's penis and he appears to be masturbating him. And then Taika Waititi has an ample sized dong and one of the other guys is giving him a jerk. But since he's laying on his back, it's like an overhand jerk off session. And Taika Waititi seems to be really enjoying it.
Ski pulling.
Yeah.
He's ski pulling.
The next event is July 10th, Sunday, the Lord's Day at 1:30 to 4. And the picture of that is just three dudes, just an up close version of three bushy hard-ons.
Are they handing out communion?
Yeah, they might be. Come dressed as your favorite clergyman. So Stu, I assume you're being facetious that you did attend, but if you did, like, give us more info. And if you're willing to attend
we'll pick up the fee.
Yeah, the June 10th one, I will sign you up personally so that you can go. Also, Ed, Kyle from Scani has reached out.
Yes.
He says, "What's up, guys? Kyle here. Yo, I'm a little bastard. I wear a medium. I'll take the shirt if you want to send it or give it to someone else." And then he says, "Thanks, guys. Keep it up," and sends his address. Now, Ed, what? It doesn't really sound like he wants it. It's too big for him. It's an XL, right?
I'm giving it to him. I think it's an XL. Okay. It's a larger XL, but yeah. I mean, you've just given me an opportunity to mail something to Kyle.
That's true.
I'm going to write a heartfelt letter to go with it.
Yes.
And I'm sending this. I mean, it's got to go somewhere, this shirt. And why not to one of my favorite people?
Absolutely. Okay. I respect that. Now, I was looking. I wanted to get a look at where Kyle lives. And it's like you do the Google Maps, like flyover. And it is just fucking farmland. As far as the eye can see, it's just farms.
I mean, people are, you know, just have different makeups. But yeah. I would assume if you live somewhere, because I'm looking at it, it's very rural.
I see things growing. I see rows, but I also see pasture. Looking area, or maybe that's just hasn't been planted yet. Because I think he's a dairy farmer, but I don't see any cows.
Yeah, I think so, but it's so different.
Yeah.
It's weird how, like, we can live in the same country and, like, his day to day.
Yeah.
Is just, it, like, he, I see so many more people all the time.
Yeah.
And I've talked to people that, especially when I was promoting my book to like Christmas podcasts and stuff like last fall.
Yeah.
And there were people who are like, you live in the New York City area. Like, what's that like? It's just two different worlds.
Yeah.
It's two different worlds. There are people on top of people here. I'm like, I'm in a 100-unit apartment building.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy how different this is remote.
It's pretty remote. Now, I did a street view, and Kyle and Scani does not disappoint. And I'm not going to share his address with anybody. No. But this is much like that one. Remember that one Rickroll video that came out a few weeks ago where it's like, zoom in on this location.
Yes.
And it goes like down from the sky and then like down a street and then it goes under a bridge and it's right to the spot where Rick Astley's dancing in the Never Gonna Give You Up video. I looked up Kyle's house and there's a fucking goddamn tractor up on jacks in the driveway and they appear to be changing the tires on a tractor.
They're tires.
Yeah, they're tractor tires. They're changing the tires on a tractor while the Google Maps car drove by?
That's amazing.
What are the odds?
Michelle's parents' house, yeah, about 5 years ago,
yeah,
her dad was taking out the trash at the time. And I was like, wow, what are the odds? But this gives way more, it gives way more details on something happening.
Yeah, this is also, Kyle, is this your dad? Is this your dad in the driveway fixing the tractor, or is that you? I don't think that's you. It's they blur the face out, so I can't really get a sense of the age of the gentleman that's changing out the tractor tires. That is a tractor, right? Yeah. Oh, it's like a yeah, tractor, Bobcat.
Yeah, without tires.
Yeah, and the tires are taken off. It's up on jacks and jack stands. All the tires are off, and the guy posing for the Google Maps photo appears to be doing the work on the tires. Oh, they got a boat.
Yeah, I
think they got a pontoon boat.
I'm looking at this, and this environment, the one thing is, you know, obviously, love Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he would look at how I approach simple problems.
Yeah.
And just be like, you are a pathetic piece of shit.
Well, yeah.
Like, I can't do anything.
No.
And clearly, this dude is like changing tires on a tractor. World. Like, I can't do anything. Yeah. I'm like incapable of doing anything. Yeah. And he would probably be disgusted with how, like, I know how to like make dinner and shit like that. Yeah. But like, I don't know how to change tires.
No, he can do everything for himself. This guy, he's self-sufficient. His house is pretty remote. Like, he's the only one that lives on his street. Like, it's just one house on his street, his. And then if you zoom out, it's just fucking nothing but grass. Green.
Must be so peaceful. Like, there's just always noise where I live.
Yeah, it's quiet. Unless you're fixing a tractor.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I see his bar here. I'm not going to say the name of it, but I don't see a grocery store.
I think the first call we got was after that bar.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he had to be drinking there. There's a Sonic not too far away. That's good. No, I need to know what's going on. I mean, it's just like you're saying, there's the lake. This is probably where they take the pontoon boat out.
Kyle, you're getting a shirt. It's big.
Yeah.
It's maybe not little cut bastard it. Size.
Yeah, cut it.
But cut it. Send us a picture of you wearing it like a dress. I don't know, but you're getting it. And I will handwrite a letter to you as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. I see a river coming off this lake. I bet old Kyle's taking some fish out of this lake and river. Seems like the guy that could fish.
He's a real man. For sure.
I mean, if you zoom out, you know, it's like different places, like things are, we're just used to having everything like right close.
Yeah, I walk to everything.
Yeah, but rural places, like it's not uncommon. My buddy lives in Texas and he's telling me he's had his truck like 15 months and it's got 50,000 miles on it. And it just, you know, Texas is big as fuck. So, you know, you got to go to shit. It's far away.
I've had my current car for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I think I've got like 25,000 miles on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a different world. Oh, wow. Is that a golf course? Anyway, Kyle, you do not disappoint.
You'll get something in like a week.
You're the best. We love hearing from you. You got a shirt coming. Cut it to size so you can use it when you're doing farm activities. Okay. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in non-sports?
Just one non-sports RIP, Fleetwood Mac keyboardist Brett Tuggle, 70 years old. I feel like anyone in the rock slash music business from the 70s is on borrowed time, right?
Oh, big time. That's
like, I mean, I can't imagine many people in the music industry in the 70s.
Yeah.
Is alive.
That's why I marvel at Iggy Pop. He's 75 years old. He's out there shirtless every night. I'm like, how's this guy still going? And I can't imagine a world without him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people love to joke about how Keith Richards is still going and everything, but it is a marvel. Like,
it's insane.
When you think of like Exile on Main Street, he was just pretty much doing heroin and maybe a little bit of food for a year.
And he was a mess. That was like 1970 or something.
Yeah. He was a complete mess. Yeah. They were just like living in that random house and doing lots of heroin.
Yeah. Heroin.
I know Jagger is like super clean.
Yeah.
Now. And for many, many years.
He wasn't really the drug guy. It was.
I mean, I remember watching a documentary where he had a Bowie knife full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Keith Richards was the completely out of control. Yeah. But like, they're still going, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But like, it makes sense when the random keyboardist kicks off at this point. Like, you're in your 70s and you lived the 70s rock lifestyle. Like, nobody's living to their 90s.
No, the way those guys went with the party every night. Now, Brett Tuggle, RIP, that kind of sounds like a gay porn star's name to me. Brett Tuggle. Like,
it does.
Brett Tuggle destroys Tristan Savalas. Like, it's just like.
You're right. Brett Tuggle is the most gay porn star name I've ever heard.
Right. Are there many guys born 70 years ago named Brett?
Yeah. I mean, only Tad Tuggle would have been there.
Yes.
An Austrian man contracted a new antibiotic-resistant super gonorrhea strain after having unprotected sex on a trip to Cambodia.
I thought Paul was from Chino Hills. What? Aggressive.
I mean, Cambodia.
Like Cambodia?
That's bad idea jeans, remember? Hey, I was thinking of wearing a rubber, but when am I ever going to be back in Haiti?
Yes. Wow. I mean, and dude, Cambodian Cambodian sex workers just let you raw dog it? Like,
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, I was in dirty Pattaya, Thailand, and if you wanted that, there was no question you had to wear.
Yeah,
you had to wear stuff.
Double like, up.
This Austrian man was in a really dirty place.
Awesome. And also Austrians. I mean, you never know. Wait.
He's. I mean, the most famous Austrian, Raw Mozart. I was going to say Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I guess Mozart is probably more famous.
Didn't Mozart was felled by VD, wasn't he?
I thought syphilis, but same.
Yeah, same diff, right? How did Mozart die? I mean, in the movie, seems like he's got chronic kidney disease. Well, because you know what happens?
Yeah, everything spreads.
It starts in your dick.
Right, spreads.
There are many modern medical diagnoses explaining Mozart's death include tuberculosis, mercury poisoning, syphilis, rheumatic fever, kidney failure due to chronic, glomerulonephritis.
That doesn't sound real.
The before times were horrible, Ed. Purpura.
I think he got mass grave too.
Yeah.
Based on that movie. They just tossed him into a mass grave.
Well, I mean, I've been to his house.
I was recently at a funeral, and I was thinking, like, yeah, we're still doing the old school thing.
I know.
I've said on record, yeah, set me on fire and then just pour the ashes in the trash.
How about the viewing? People still doing the viewing.
I was just at one with that.
A viewing?
And I had to warn my kids. I was like, guys, you've never been to one of these? Like, be forewarned.
Yeah. No, and I don't. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to one with a viewing. I hang in the back. Like, I'm not, that's not how I want to remember a person.
No. And I don't want somebody remembering me that way.
No.
Just put out some pictures and, you know, make sure I'm not part of the process.
An Austrian man who had sex abroad caught a new strain of, quote, super gonorrhea. That's just two words that shouldn't go together.
Antibiotic resistant.
Yeah, that's also, yeah, also two words that should not go together. This is the second time a super gonorrhea strain has been detected. Another was found in 2018 in multiple countries. The term super gonorrhea refers to a bug that has a high level of resistance to recommended treatments, according to the WHO. How much you want to bet that the Cambodian sex worker that gave it to him is just fine? She's like just smoking a cigarette and just like, hey, come on in.
Yeah.
She doesn't even notice that she has it. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS.